This is Clarence Albertson again. But now we have skipped down to the Lansing, Tennessee, the present time in the home of Aunt Alta and Carolyn. On June the 2nd, 1962, Eleanor and myself left Cincinnati early this morning and drove down. We got in about 3 o'clock and have been visiting with Aunt Alta and Carolyn for the past hour and a half. And we thought it'd be nice to finish out this tape that we started up at Cincinnati with a few words of what we're doing down here. Now, we plan to go out to Burville's tomorrow morning for the homecoming, which is being held, of course, tomorrow, which they have the usual program, and they have nice weather. I know they'll have everybody have a good time. It's quite stormy coming down today, but as usual, no doubt, why, the weather will be nice out there tomorrow. Now, let's let Aunt Alta say a few words here and tell us what she has in mind for the next little while. Aunt Alta?
You can hold it there, but don't touch this. Just hold that. You can hold it.
Well, I've been anticipating Clarence and Eleanor coming down, but hadn't heard from them, and so didn't know whether they'd be here or not. And they came in unexpected and caught me sweeping the back porch. But that was all right. I'm glad to have them any time. So I was wondering how I was going to get over to Burville tomorrow. I'd planned to go, and Alice got a chance to go to Florida with some of her Truman's folks, and so went last night, and that left me without anyone to take me. So Clarence says he'll come over in the morning and take me over and bring me back, and I guess we'll go over and see, maybe we'll see several friends. I'm hoping to. And I don't know what else must I say.
Oh, yes. What are your plans for the next several days now? You're figuring on a trip, are you, pretty soon?
Oh, I've been planning for some time. In fact, I planned to go out to Jewel's in May, and things didn't work out for me. So now I think that I'll go on the 11th of this month with Russell and Margaret. They're going out by plane, and I'll go down there Sunday afternoon, a week from tomorrow, and then leave with them for Chula Vista. And I'm anticipating that trip, except for the fact that I thought I was going to take Caroline, but it turned out that it was, besides being a little expensive, it was Russell said it'd be hard on me to make the trip with her, so Alice is going to take care of her, and she's going to make a trip up to Cincinnati with her and to visit with Dorothy and the folks up there while I'm gone. So that's my plans for the next 2 or 3 weeks. I guess I won't stay more than 2 weeks with Jewel, but I never have been that far west, so I'm rather looking forward to it. I wish I could see some of you folks down there in Florida. Clarence says he's going to send this tape down there. I don't know whether you recognize my voice or not. I think you... It doesn't sound natural to me.
Tell Bernice to write you a letter once in a while.
Yeah, we've been wondering why we didn't hear from you. And I sure would like to have some of you come up. But I know it's hard to get away from your work. And so I can't expect you to come just any time. Well, Clarence, you'd better take over. I don't believe I... Unless you want to ask me some questions.
Well, Eleanor, myself, we're going on over to Wartburg pretty soon now to visit the cemetery over there where my mother and father are buried, and we can find some flowers around. We want to take some down tomorrow morning. We usually pick up some around somewhere. So with this, I think we'll close this tape recording. We would like to have Eleanor's voice on it. Come up here, Eleanor, and say something. Say hello to Bernice and Andy or somebody down there.
All right. Hello, everybody down there. I don't know whether my voice sounds natural. I always thought that hers didn't, and right now I seem to be particularly husky. We've been wondering how everyone is down there in Florida and what you're doing. So one of these days you sit down and you tell us all about it. How's that?
Yes, you want to write us a letter once in a while. And maybe Carolyn now, she's sitting over here. I think maybe she'd like to say a few words to you. Come over here, Carolyn. Come over here and tell us what you have in that glass jar. I'll hold it for you, and you just talk now. Tell us what you have in that glass jar that shines real bright.
Pennies.
Oh, pennies?
Yes.
And what do you do with the pennies?
I'm getting some dollar bills.
Oh, you're going to get dollar bills?
Yes.
Well, you better ask Aunt Alta for dollar bills instead of pennies then, huh? Does she give you a dollar bill?
Sometimes she does.
Oh, sometimes she does, huh? Yeah. And what...